trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Standing up for a friend. In my school class, I've become friends with a boy who is often teased because of the way he looks. One afternoon, we were getting ready for our third grade musical. All the boys were left in the classroom, while the teacher and the girls went to change. Some of the boys in my class started picking on my friend, until all the boys were gathered around him, teasing him. I stood up and told them to stop and to leave my friend alone. They all stopped. Even though it was hard to stand up and say what I did, it made me feel good. I think this is what Jesus wanted me to do. Tucker C., age 9, Arizona, with help from his mom.
Choosing to obey. I was at my baseball coach's house for a party, and I went into the basement with some other kids. They were watching a cartoon that I knew my mom didn't want me to watch. I watched it for a minute, and it looked like it wasn't bad, but I knew my mom wouldn't want me to watch it, so I went outside to play. Later, one of the other moms went to the basement and made the other kids turn off the TV because the cartoon was talking about bad things. On the way home, my mom said she was proud of me. I felt good that I chose the right and was obedient to my mom. Tyler H., age 6, Virginia, with help from his mom.
Missionary Moments. I opened my Book of Mormon to catch up on some reading. We were supposed to read at the beginning of my fifth grade class. My teacher asked me what I was reading. I said, "It's called the Book of Mormon." She asked me what it was about. I began explaining all I knew about the Book of Mormon. Soon I had almost every ear in my class. I told my teacher and classmates about my testimony and Joseph Smith. When I got home, I wrote about my missionary moment in my journal. When I talk about that day, I feel the Spirit testifying to me that what I said to my teacher was true. I have had many missionary moments since that day. Some of them have come from taking my Book of Mormon to school. I have always been taught that I can be a missionary even when I am young. And guess what? I am. Anyone can be a missionary. Amanda L., age 12, Missouri.
Sweet service. One day I went to the bank with my mom and dad. The bank teller gave me a lollipop. In the line next to us was a little girl who did not get a lollipop. She stared at me as I enjoyed my candy. I felt bad for her because I thought she wanted a lollipop too. My mom asked the bank teller for another lollipop, and then I gave it to the girl. She was happy, and I felt happy too. Cody N., age 4, Nevada, with help from his mom.
An excellent choice. One day in math, I found 10 e-bucks. E-bucks are tickets to get things at our class store. I really wanted to keep them because I needed 10 more to make 100. I was going back to my desk to put them inside, but I got a feeling that I shouldn't keep them. Instead, I gave them to my teacher. I felt good that I made a good choice. Ashley L., age 10, Idaho.
Class helper. In my class, we talk about things that make us happy and things that make us sad. A lot of people in my class take the Lord's name in vain. When we were having a class discussion, I told everyone that it makes me feel uncomfortable when people take his name in vain. Now very few people in my class use the Lord's name in vain. Annie P., age 8, California.
End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.